Yes, WQV. Oh, pardon? Well, that minute wait between. Okay, I'll give him a 15-minute warning, then go 15-second warning. Go ahead, then. Okay, fine. Okay, NBC, we'll go ahead then. 15 seconds of the third spot. 15 seconds from now.
Hello, Bill Diamond. The other day, as they were passing through near where we had our wire recorder, I found a number of our Iowa farm boys all on one Army truck. There was little time to get acquainted and no time to rehearse, but the fellows, all combat infantrymen, members of the 86th Black Hawk Division, were so pleased about the prospect of their voices getting home to their folks, we set up our unit right then and there on the street. And here is the result. Very impromptu, but a lot of fun anyway.
Sergeant Arvid Wadey of Lynn Grove will be our first victim. Sergeant, I think you're a big, rugged-looking sort of a livestock man. I think I'll ask you about livestock. What do you think of the stock you've seen here?
Well, I had to come to ETO to see cattle used as horses. And my opinion is that I've seen some of the best horses in France I've ever seen.
And when you saw these cattle used as horses, of course you were referring to those being used to plow and otherwise in field work. Did you notice anything else about the stock?
That is right. A lot of these cattle are being used for dairy products, and some of the best are comparable to ours.
Some of the cattle look mighty good, despite the fact that they've got to do a very big double-duty job here. Let's swing on to our next boy. He's Laverne Moore of Victor. Say, Laverne, have you made any observations about the farm labor here?
Well, sir, I think the women are doing too much of the heavy farm labor here.
Well, that is an observation. Are you married, Laverne?
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't want your wife to be out there doing the work the women here are doing.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that very much. All right, we'll swing on to the next of our boys here, Walter Rorick of near Hinton, Iowa. Walter, how about the farm buildings that you've seen here on these farmsteads in southern Bavaria?
Well, the German farm buildings here are awful old, but they are really built up nice. The only thing I don't like, well, they have their house built right onto the cattle barn and everything.
That isn't such a good idea, and I've heard many, many of the boys comment on that one thing. And, of course, they have no use for that idea. Leroy Dreyer of Clarksville, Iowa, I think has also had a little livestock experience. What are some of your impressions in the way of livestock?
Livestock looks like they haven't had too much to eat. They've been grazing mostly on pasture, I believe. They don't have too much grain around here to feed their livestock, I don't believe.
Well, that seems to be the case. What have you noticed in the way of the different types of livestock, sheep and hogs?
Don't notice too many hogs around. There's quite a few sheep.
Up high on the hillsides, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
And did you find the cattle to be of fairly good quality, or what would you say about them?
Well, the cattle, some of them in fair shape, and most of them is not too good.
You still aren't sold on the German cattle. Well, I think that's true of a lot of us. Here's John Thompson of Mitchell County, Iowa. His address is Lyle, Minnesota. John, what about a word regarding the farm equipment that you've seen here?
Compared to our equipment back in Iowa, it just doesn't stack up at all. There's very few tractors. In fact, I haven't seen a tractor working in the field. The only farm tractors I've seen have been enlisted in the German Army pulling some of their equipment.
And you'd say that a lot of the machinery is quite primitive then?
Very much so. Wood construction and home construction all the way through.
Yes, and it of course accounts for part of the reasons on their small fields. Garrett Zimmerman, what do you think about the size of the fields here?
Well, they're more or less just large gardens.
And how about the different crops they put in these, oversized gardens?
Well, they have small grains, they have mustard fields, they have sugar beets, and a few other things.
miscellaneous and sundry sorts of crops.
Yes, that's true. They don't have as much small grain, though, as what we might have expected in view of the various livestock enterprises they would probably like to have here. Ray Hermiston of Bennett, Iowa, what have been some of your impressions here in the southern Germany section?
Well, my idea of the farming in Germany isn't very much. I don't believe they'd find me on the farms if I was in Germany.
Well, that's probably true. I noticed before that you were quite impressed by the ear of corn we had over here. Would you say a word about that?
I think it was a swell ear of corn, and I've added a kernel of that ear among my souvenirs.
Fine. We're glad that you could do that. Here's Arthur Holtz of Calamus. What are your impressions about the crops here?
Well, with the crops as a whole, they don't raise much large grain. It's a lot of grass. It's mostly grass. Do a lot of carrying work around here. And what small grain they do raise, they use it to eat themselves. And about all they do is have to do.
The best thing that they have to use most of their crops for their own human food. Captain William Dunap with the 86th Blackhawk Infantry Division is here too. He formerly lived on a farm near Boone, and I'd like for him to add just a word to our little broadcast.
Well, the impression of the German farms around here is very interesting. I don't believe the Germans waste an inch of land around here. Every bit of it is being cultivated. We noticed just the other day one of the farmers was planting tobacco right out in the middle of his farmyard, way to clean it out. Every inch of it they cultivate and till. I think they're very thrifty, but they still are very primitive in all their methods, and the boys get a big kick out of it because it is much different the way we farm back in Iowa.
It certainly is. Captain McGinnip, we're very happy to have had you. Thanks for letting us stop your boys on their trip wherever they may be going from here, and the best of wishes to all of them. This is Herb Plambeck returning you to Bill Diamond.
All right, NBC, the fourth spot coming up in 15.15 seconds from now.
Hello, Mel Nelson. This is Herb Plambeck reporting from Germany. After their nearly 6 years of war and the suffering it brought to the world, I thought you might be interested in observations of German people and their lot now once again at peace. Part of this information comes from American military government leaders. The rest are my own impressions, the latter limited to people of Bavaria, where most of my work with the 7th Army has been. First, let's deal with those vital factors, food, health, utilities, and the like. Food supplies are critical, especially in larger population centers. Although long-time plans for the unsuccessful war they waged and large stocks of canned and stored goods in private homes are tiding the people over until gardens and fields can be partially harvested. Where food stores have reopened, everything remains on a strictly rationed basis. Such will continue to be the case. Meats, sweets, and fats are particularly hard to get. Crops and gardens in many areas were put in late. Enforced laborers are gone. Machinery has depreciated. Horses have been taken by the Wehrmacht. Indications are that at best yields will not be up to normal. That hunger will stalk this and many other sections of Europe this winter. I must add, though, the Germans look surprisingly well fed, and they've suffered very little want for food so far. Moreover, they seem quite well dressed, and their homes are surprisingly neat. That is, those that weren't hit by bombings. A critical shortage of medical supplies is expected in the near future. So far, no extensive epidemics have been reported in this area, although there are many crippled and maimed people. Utilities were hard hit by Allied bombings, but electricity has been restored to some parts of most cities. Water is running in most homes, though it's impossible to get hot water, of course. Transportation is still at a virtual standstill. And if you could see the way tracks and rail bridges were blasted, as well as the trains themselves, you wouldn't count on resumption of rail traffic for many months or even years to come. In cities, some trolleys are running again, but largely it's a case of walking, bicycling, using the oxen or the one-horse shay. Anticipated release of German prisoners of war will aid in agriculture and mining. Right now, help is very short. Schools have started to reopen. Churches have continued their services throughout. Factories in operation are few and far between, and then only on a part-time basis. A great many of Germany's factories, of course, are closed down for good, or at least for quite a long while. There has been some resumption of manufacture of shoes and of clothing and similar essentials. Getting raw materials and transporting them, however, is quite a trick. A few banks have been reopened. Oftentimes, one bank now serves where a large number operated before. There's very little need for money at the moment. A great many stores are still closed. Those open are so low in stocks, there's little to buy. Creameries and similar food processing plants in the area where war struck last are now just starting to reopen. It's quite a task to get the milk and cream to processing centers because of the transport and military restrictions. The creamery I was in yesterday was operating at about one-tenth capacity. About the only papers being published in Germany are our own. We're printing some in German, so people here now have opportunity to read the truth for a change. They are also being permitted to retain their radio sets, a pleasant surprise to them. On the question of government, burgomeisters satisfactory to our officials have been named almost everywhere, and civil administrations are being set up with police and other officials carefully chosen. Persons whose records show any leaning whatsoever toward Nazism have absolutely no place in the new regime. Military government spokesmen say both Social Democrat and Communist parties are endeavoring to assemble in parts of this area. Military government courts are functioning, but German courts remain closed. Generally, my impression has been that most of the Germans were glad our troops came. Strangely enough, no one seems to ever have had any use for the Nazis whatsoever. They assert that the Hitler regime was an era where 5 or 10% ruled and exploited the other 90 or 95. Certainly, Nazism has been a costly experiment. The democratic form of government many civilians now seek ought to find a heartwarming welcome. Meanwhile, apparently blissfully unaware of their parents' misguidance, children keep right on playing, and birds keep on singing, and flowers keep on blooming, beautiful as ever. This is Herb Plambeck returning you to Mel Nelson.
All right, NBC, the... All right, NBC, the...